This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I wonder if you heard that story in the news that said that stay-at-home mums were a drain on the economy. The OECD has basically said that stay-at-home mums and mums who work part-time are the greatest untapped potential in the Aussie workforce, and that there are losses to the economy when they stay, you know, mums stay home to care for kids. So I wonder if you are one of these people who is draining the economy this morning. 1-300-40-2020 or on the text 0448-40-2020. Brenda's phoned in. How are you, Brenda?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you a big fat drain on the economy, Brenda?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I heard that on the news this morning. What? How ridiculous. I've done both. We have four children, and I was off working for obviously quite a few years, then went back to work part-time and now full-time, only like for the last 2 years, probably full-time.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, and the time that I was raising four children at home, mums are running the school canteen, we're running the school uniform shop, we're, you know, helping out with things at church, we're helping out everywhere in the community.
Yeah.
And here they say, you know, volunteers are the backbone of the country. Well, who are the volunteers? They're actually mostly mums. And,
absolutely.
You know, some dedicated, maybe some dads who work from home or whatever. We're not the expenses here. There's a lot of men helping in the volunteers as well. But what a thing to say!
No, all those years I spent doing reading groups at school, I was really draining the economy.
Yeah. What a load of crock.
Thanks for the call, Brenda. Appreciate it. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Are you a drain on the economy?
I am.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I actually work two jobs.
Yeah.
Both of those jobs, there's times where I finish at 3 or 2.30 so I can pick my kids up.
Yeah.
But don't worry about the guilt that you feel when you can't go to kids' stuff because you've got to work.
Oh, I know. You can't win as a mum, can you? You just can't win. You know, you try and do the best by your children, plus you're trying to contribute to the family finances. But, oh, we should all be working more apparently, so...
Thanks. And I wouldn't work any more than I am because it just would sap my time with my kids.
I know, and the whole family would fall apart. You know, don't forget about that because, you know, we're all running our kids around to their activities and making them nutritious meals and, you know, helping them with their homework, but that doesn't contribute to the economy, Shelley, so.
That's right.
All right, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Sarah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Are you a big fat drain on the economy too?
Oh, huge.
Yeah?
Absolutely huge.
What do you do? What's your situation?
I'm a mum. I've got four kids with all special needs and they just need special learning, teaching, help.
Yeah, sounds like you've got your hands full.
I've got my hands full, but, yeah, geez, such a drain on the economy.
Did you, when you heard that in the news, did it kind of, you know, did it make you arc up a little bit?
That's an understatement.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's an absolute understatement. I think that is a poor use of words.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's quite rude.
Yeah, well, listen, we just want to applaud you this morning for all you are doing for your four children. And because
thank you.
I'm sure everyone in Hope appreciates it. We do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm studying to do teacher's aid as well. So, geez, real drain on the economy.
Oh, you're even studying. No,
yeah.
Not an easy job, is it, looking after four kids, let alone when they have special needs, which my mum was in the same boat. So, yeah, good on you, Sarah.
Yeah. I really applaud all the mums out there that are actually stay-at-home mums that are wanting to be mums to look after their children.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't measure the value of that.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, I know. You can't measure the value of that. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Not a problem. Thanks for taking it.
Okay,
God
bye-bye.
God bless everyone.
God bless. And Portia's on the phone. Hi, Portia.
Hi there. I am draining the economy.
Are you? How are you draining the economy?
Okay, so I have five kids.
Yeah.
And my youngest one is three. So I have worked part-time in between the kids, but I'm not at the moment.
No. Well, five kids is probably enough to keep you busy, I would say.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm raising five taxpayers. They're all male. They're all boys. So eventually they'll be paying tax. But, yeah, I've been running our local play group for the last 8 years.
Oh, well, that's a big drain on the economy, isn't it?
Yeah. See, you know, that helps. I've helped a lot of refugees and that come, and their kids are really shy, and they're really shy, and they become more confident and are able to go and do an English course and, you know, like...
That's priceless.
That has really helped.
Yeah, that is priceless what you're doing community. With the playgroup. Yeah.
We've helped, you know, identify some kids that might be a bit autistic or, you know, just by coming to playgroup, the parents have been able to learn a lot. I also teach scripture at the public school where my kids attend.
I see, again, see, that doesn't bring any money in, does it?
No.
Shame on you. Teaching
also,
scripture.
The PNC, our PNC at our school is the best PNC, and any improvements that are done to the school are from fundraising from the PNC. Without the PNC, we wouldn't have shelters, we wouldn't have the playground equipment.
Mm.
Everything is from the PNC. And then you've got stay-at-home mums who take their elderly parents to their appointments and look after them and stuff. And, you know, I really think, I think there is a need for women in the workforce as well, but there is also a need for women in the community or men even, you know, to help with those things in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Portia, it sounds like you're one of those people who's absolute pillar of society with the way that you are contributing and everything that you're doing. So we just commend you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. Cheers. Shame on Portia. What a drain on the economy she is.